Diary Fragments, Early 1883. 1883. Early 1883. We went to Forestville Thursday with Brother Ross's two children. Stayed overnight. Next morning, Friday, went to Brother Lydecker. Sister L was at Healdsburg. Called on her daughter. Sister Ross found her sick in bed. Prayed with her and tried to comfort her. She was alone in faith among unbelievers and seemed much discouraged. About 2 p.m. we went on our way to Santa Rosa. We were welcomed at Dr. Cole's. I felt drawn out to talk in regard to our having courage under all circumstances. The church is reduced in numbers. Many moved to Healdsburg to be benefited with the college, which has a discouraging influence on the remaining few. I spoke on Sabbath in regard to faithfulness under discouraging appearances. We had a good social meeting. Nearly everyone spoke. Sunday early, we left for Healdsburg. Sister Cole accompanied us. Elder Brownsberger asked me to speak Sunday evening. I was weary, but the Lord was my helper. I was carried away from and out of myself. I forgot my weakness in the precious subject, "Let not your hearts be troubled. Ye believe in God and see." John 14, verse 1. The power of God rested upon me. The audience was deeply attentive. February 17th to 26th, 1883. Spoke in Healdsburg College, February 17th. Wrote 10 pages. Spoke to the people Sunday evening, February 18th, to a large congregation. Had great freedom in speaking. Spoke Sabbath, February 24th, in regard to keeping the Sabbath according to the commandment. Many confessions were made in the social meeting in regard to their being remiss in keeping the Sabbath according to the commandment. Many saying that they had not seen it in this light before. They would from that time regard the Sabbath with greater sacredness. They had blacked their boots on Sabbath, done unnecessary cooking on Sabbath. They would take a different course. I wrote 20 pages on Volume 4. Sunday evening spoke in college chapel to a crowded house. They listened as if spellbound. My text was, "Thou shalt love the Lord thy God and see." Deuteronomy 6, verse 5. Matthew 22, verse 37. I had great liberty in addressing the people. Wrote 12 pages for Volume 4. Monday, 26th. I feel my labors of Sabbath and Sunday, but my trust is in the Lord. He has been my helper, and he will be my tower of strength. March 2nd to 7th, 1883. Friday, March 2, Brother and Sister Ings and I rode to Santa Rosa. Spoke in Santa Rosa Sabbath. Sunday, 4th, spoke in Forestville. Rode home to Healdsburg that night. Monday, I was too weary to write. Tuesday, 6th, wrote 15 pages. Wednesday, wrote 15 pages. March 25th, 1883. Mr. Wallace, his wife, and wife's sister visited us.